In less than a week, more than 1,500 Delaware kids ages 5 through 11 have received their first injections of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
5-year-old Vincent Gaudino wiggles in his chair, but doesn't say a word from beneath his mask of a shark showing its massive teeth. His eyes do have the look of, if not fright, certainly concern. He's about to get vaxxed, and his grandmother tries to be reassuring.
It pinches, but it's over so fast.
Pharmacist Howard Simon makes sure the boy is relaxed.
Look at that. That is over. Look at that.
It's all done. It's all done.
That scene at Giant Supermarket's pharmacy in Middletown is being replicated across the state at drugstores, doctor's offices, and health clinics. Vincent's mom, Kara, is delighted her two boys, including 11-year-old Dominic, are now on their way to better protection against the coronavirus. Their pediatrician recommended the shots. She says Vincent was a little nervous, but she used a motherly method of persuasion.
Bribing him with some ice cream seems to be the way to go.
Her older boy was eager to get it.
We have play dates with his friends, but they have to wear masks, where they hang out outside. He wants to get back to, you know, having like sleepovers and kind of get back to normal.
But Heather Sitaris is sitting by the sidelines for now with her 6-year-old daughter, Cassandra. Sitaris and her husband are vaccinated, but she worries about long-term effects, including her child's ability to have kids herself.
God forbid they say, you know, it comes out a few years now that it causes reproductive issues. If she wants to have kids in the future, I don't know what this is going to do to her.
Dr. Megan Werner of Westside Family Health Care in Wilmington understands concerns like those of Sitaris, but she says children are susceptible to lingering ill effects from the virus and that all things considered, kids should get vaxxed. She added that vaccines in general don't have long-term adverse effects in adults or kids.
When I'm talking to people about potential long-term effects, I do reassure them that there's no evidence that this affects anybody's reproductive potential or the health of their future children.
11-year-old Yahima Alcantara wasn't concerned about the distant future, however, when she joined about 300 other 5 to 11-year-olds who got their first shot last weekend at Nemours Children's Hospital near Wilmington.
Some people feel worried about taking a vaccine, but really it's not too hard. You know, at least you want to be safe, you know.
With nearly 78,000 younger Delaware kids now eligible, Delaware health officials are counting on that sentiment to carry the day. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.